Welcome to today's market report.
Investors globally took heart from signs that another round of US-China sparring appears not to have spilled over into trade, with hopes of additional US fiscal stimulus boosting the sentiment. FTSE 100 climbed 1.3% even as data showed the number of people in work in Britain fell by 220,000 in the 3 months to June, the most since 2009. GBP/USD wobbles near 130.70 following UK data on Tuesday. Cable failed to extend the positive note seen at the beginning of the week, slipping back to the 130.70 region after briefly attempting to retest the 131 neighbourhood during early trade. Jobless claims disappointed with 94.4K in July, while the jobless rate beat with 3.9% in June. Consumer figures have signalled a return to normal in July. Early in Asia, the Bank of England Deputy Governor Dave Ramsden showed readiness on the part of the old lady to escalate the quantitative easing if the economy falters again. The Bank of England recently raised its economic forecasts during last Thursday's monetary policy meeting, but struck a cautious tone. Against the euro, sterling is not far off its month high of 111.49, while against the dollar, sterling has dipped under the 131 handle, but still remains towards the highs of the last few months. Eurodollar is trading around 1.1750, marginally higher. The safe haven dollar is under pressure amid an upbeat market mood. The German zoo figures are awaited.
It is forecasted to have dropped to 58 in August from July's 59.3, a below forecast print would strengthen the case for a notable pullback, but forward by technical studies. Later in the day, the focus would shift to the US and FIB Business Optimism Index in July and the Producer Price Index in July. Apart from the macro data releases, the pair could take cues from the US Congress discussions and negotiations regarding the next federal stimulus package. President Trump said on Monday that the top congressional Democrats wanted to meet him for discussing virus-related economic relief, reviving hopes for additional stimulus. Also, a new flow related to the lingering US-China tension would influence demand for the safe haven dollars. The US dollar has been declining steadily, with the dollar index falling by 9% since year's high in March. Economists at UBS now see reasons for the dollar to consolidate. The surge in US COVID-19 cases appears to be slowing, and they expect Congress to reach an agreement on further fiscal stimulus, and short positions have built up. But long-term, the economists expect further dollar weakness given ultra-loose U.S. monetary policy, concerns over U.S. indebtedness, and unwinding of long-term dollar holdings. According to the bank, on euro-dollar, they expect the dollar to weaken to 122, middle of a 120 to 125 range by September 2021.
This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.